Whoa! Mr. Seagoon?
Yes?
The Confessions of a Secret Center Pod Drinker, Part 3.
Thank you.
Get up there. Get up.
As I made my way to the rest home for incurable centipod drinkers, the craving came on me. I slipped into a phone box and started to brew a pot of senna. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Nugent?
No, this is...
This is Sabrina here. How's the new house coming along?
House? I'm in a phone box.
Oh, it'll only be temporary, though, won't it?
I'm afraid you've got the
wrong... I rang up to ask if Alice has had her operation yet.
I don't know anybody called
Alice.
Yes,
you do. She went away to have something done.
Alice? I knew a Muriel Blunn who went away.
Muriel Blunn? I've never heard of her.
Never heard of her?
No, there's no Muriel Blunn here. You must have the wrong number.
I'm sorry.
I should think so, getting me out of bed like that. Goodbye.
Yes, I'm always getting wrong numbers. Hello?
Hello, Arnold.
I'm not Arnold.
Oh, well, will you tell him Alice has had her operation?
Ying Tong and Lipo.
Da.
Now to drink me centipod tea.
Hello. What are you doing in this phone box, matey?
Oh, hello, Constable. I was just making a portable Zulu rest camp.
It's not allowed. What's your name, mate?
Arnold Groynes.
Arnold Groynes? Arnold Groynes, yes. Here is your Alice had her operation.
Yes, it was triplets.
Triplets? I bet that shook her. She thought it was water on the knee.
How very merry for her.
Now then, I've got to ask you a few questions. Where do you live?
Over there. As he turned his head, I sprang out of the phone box into a green line coach. At St. Albans, I caught the 5:90 train to Edinburgh, then by plane to Manchester, onto the night sleep of a crew. There I disguised myself. Caught a private hire car to Denham, ran 3 miles across plowed fields until I finally reached my destination.
Just one more question, mate.
What?
Are you a murderer?
Murderer? Let me have a look at my diary. No, I'm not.
Oh. That's a pity, isn't it? You see, I get promotion if I catch his murderers. You can't get them, you know. Goodbye, mate.
Goodbye, Constable. Phew, that was a close shave. If I'd have been a murderer, he'd have had me.
Yes, I would have, I tell you.
Hey, Senator, will you kindly not interrupt my act while I'm trying to entertain these nice ladies and gentlemen here? Stand aside when I knock at the door of the rest home for Centipod Addict.